This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Bernstein and Harris.
You ain't my bitch.
Okay. Full speed ahead. Full speed ahead. They have every opportunity to tell us to slow our roll. They have every opportunity to start shaving off the expectations a little bit, tamping things down, not tampering, but they're not doing that.
The overwhelming impression that I got when I was taking notes on the press conferences was professional. That's the impression that I get. Everyone sounded professional.
I'm waiting for somebody to tell me not to get excited about the Bears.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
The Bears aren't going to do it. They're letting this run. And why shouldn't they?
You can talk about your concepts and you can coach what you want to coach, but unless you have the talent to back it up, it's not going to work. And they have the talent to back it up now. Real question for you, Dan Spider-Man, Bernstein.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider gets.
Yeah.
Spins a web any size. Catches thieves just like flies. Look out. Here comes a Spider-Man.
Ripping your pillow tight.
Spider pig does whatever a spider pig does. Can he swing from a web? No, he can't. He's a pig. Look out. He is a spider pig.
The Bernstein and Harris Show, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Happy Friday. Did I see this right? It's going to be 73 degrees today in the fine city of Chicago.
Yeah, but you know how it is. When it's unseasonably warm, it usually comes with a price. And I think the price today is wind.
South-southwest winds, I believe, 15 miles an hour.
I hate wind. It blows.
Ho-ho! I see what you did there.
Yep.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers.
You ain't my bitch!
Okay. You're already going to get her unhinged?
The best part of that is Haw saying to Grody that he needed to get it out of his system, and Grody's like, nope!
Gripping your pillow tight!
Holding your pillow down.
I love the Dustin Grody sing along. Like that was the content I did not know I needed this week.
Yeah, I think they should pick a band every day and do that. Why wouldn't you? You're good at it.
the quote partial REM band. Well, what parts are we talking about?
They're an authorized tribute band.
That is a different deal. Yeah, you're
sanctioned,
correct.
Authorized tribute band of professional musicians.
Yeah,
I think it's Dag Juhlin and Jason Narduzzi.
I'm a fan of Dag Juhlin.
Jason Narduzzi's awesome.
He does awesome work. I'm sure if I knew Jason, I would feel the same way.
I saw him play bass for Bob Mould at the Lynn Bramer tribute at Metro. And he was great. They were awesome. Bob Mould, because they were just loud and lean and mean. And
I like it.
Yeah, it's really, really good. So we...
You ain't my bitch!
Okay. Okay. That's enough out of you, Iona.
The closing statement of, you needed to get it out of your system. You ain't...
Apparently not. We're going to talk plenty of Bears today. Joe Ostrowski at 11:25, High Noon 11:45, Kevin Fishbane at noon. And then get ready. Punch it in, lock it down for 1 o'clock for mundane life skills.
Very exciting.
I'm very excited. And I mean, the texters, people on Twitter are already having fun with it and sending things in about what. And it's so cool to be like, you know, I've always known I was good at this, but this is my first chance to tell people that I know I'm good at this very silly thing. So, and it doesn't have to be a trick. It doesn't have to be like I'm good at bottle flipping, or it can be just something simple in life that you happen to do really, really, really well.
Yeah, somebody texted in and said, I load the dishwasher really well. I'm like, yeah, that counts. Like, just tell us why and why you like what you do.
Yeah, no, that's, and why you're proud of it. This is your chance to when we've done mundane sports achievements before, that sort of thing. People are like, oh my God, I made this unbelievable shot. It was a once in a lifetime thing. But the thing about mundane sports achievements is now somebody's recording it. Now everything's on video, and you have these people that practice trick shots in their apartment all day just to try to go viral on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever, wherever you're putting this stuff. So we just thought we'd do something a little different. So we're going to. Robbie Triano is here. He is the Giving Tree. We have Adam Studzinski. We have Connor O'Donnell, Brandon Fryer, Matt Anaya, Jenna Duddleston all doing their things. The Bears got a center.
Bears.
They got a real ass center. And we've been asking and asking and asking and asking the questions, like, do they know they need one? Do they care that they need one? And it sounds like the answer to that is absolutely yes. It sounds like that they not only did they know they needed one, they had their eye on this guy for a while. Here's what Ryan Poles said yesterday.
As our pro staff puts our free agent board together, I often throughout the season kind of take a peek at it as I kind of forecast forward. And his name popped up and put tape on, and he was definitely someone that was at the very, very top of our list. We knew how important that was going to be. Again, what makes you even more convicted and it allows us to be aggressive and going to get a player in free agency is when we have alignment. So having Dan and Kyle and Coach lined up with a vision and fit in the role, we felt really good about being aggressive to get Drew here.
All right, before we actually get into this, when I read the transcript the Bears sent out, I didn't understand what it meant the way they had it written down. And he said, as our pro staff puts our fridge and board together.
We got really excited when we thought it was fridge.
I'm like, what's the... that's a new football term.
Yeah.
They put a fridge and board together? Like, maybe they're buying... They're picking up what we're laying down when it comes to the grocery shopping? What is their fridge? That's not what he said. It was not fridge and board.
As our pro staff puts our fridge and board together...
Free agent board, not fridge and board.
I could see how the transcriber got there, though. It sounds a lot like fridge and board.
It's time to unplug the mini fridge.
Do you think it's an AI?
Or maybe, they definitely used AI there.
Because somebody actually goes in there. It wasn't all AI, because somebody actually went in and put the last names that he redacted or that he elided.
Maybe they used AI to get the initial transcript and then went back and touched it up by adding that stuff, but didn't catch the fridge thing.
Nobody flagged fridge and board.
As our pro staff puts our fridge and board together.
I liked it a lot better when we thought it was actual new football terminology. Yes. That we didn't know about. We were like, oh yeah, we use the shopping metaphor. Let's go. Let's mm-hmm. learn something different.
Hey, gentlemen, what are we doing today? Put the fridge together, boys.
Also,
stock the mini fridge.
Stock that fridge.
It could have just been autocorrect. Syntax-based autocorrect is the worst thing ever to ascend on humanity. So that may have also been the case. You know where it just changes words to other words because they don't know how to... That program doesn't have nuance yet.
I'm going
to
say they did it for our show because we love when lyrics are mistaked. So right. That happened yesterday. So I wanted them to do that for us. So thank you, Bears transcriber.
Do you think that anybody at Hallis Hall was holding their pillow down yesterday?
Gripping your pillow down!
That's never going to not be funny.
Gripping your pillow tail!
You also noted something that Poles said during, it was, I think it was Wednesday, that he, when he was talking, and he mentioned another name that you find intriguing.
I do. I think it's good to have influences. It's better when you tell us who they are. And Ryan Poles is not afraid to tell you about people who have influenced his decision-making process who are still names in football.
Yeah, you do research on the situation. You know, each team has their own situation. Some teams got to make, you know, moves to change it up on their roster and to kind of clear space. And you're aware of those. You're not sure how they're going to play out. There's a lot of different ways to manipulate and change things up to fit. But in this case, you know, it was unexpected. So obviously when I heard their names, we went to work immediately. And again, I know Joe just from our time in Kansas City, but with Grady, you know, I just being teammates with Matt Ryan, they've shared the locker room, and the words that, you know, how he described that man is special, and it won't take you long to understand that he's different.
See there, Matt Ryan yet again. And who spoke up whenever the Bears lost to the Lions and it finally caused their team's first mid-season firing of a head coach ever? Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan.
You can tell how much his opinion means to Ryan Poles.
He's also, you talk about somebody who's made a seamless transition to his new job. And I don't watch a lot of that stuff, but you talk about who, the moment he sat down there, immediately belonged on a NFL network panel show.
Just knows how to contribute.
Just perfect. You know, strong thoughts, well presented, knows how to speak in sound bites, eye contact is good, natural, hand gestures aren't forced. Like anything, it's like whatever coaching he needed to do that job, he just like, okay, got it, and off he went.
CBS is really good about that kind of stuff.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they good coaching?
Yeah. And I think you know that based on Tony Romo riding his ship this last football season. Yeah, that's a good example of what they can do for their on-air people there.
Hmm.
But that's another discussion. I'm not here to talk about on-air talent development. I'm here to talk about on-field talent acquisition. But I do appreciate Ryan Poles still being confident enough to tell you who inspires him. Or whose opinion means something to him. Because not everybody will be willing to share that at this juncture in time relative to the career or what has happened in the past so far with his team. So I think that that is very valid. You hear about a lot of coaches having people who they listen to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
But usually you hear about it after the fact. And it's because whatever happened there had to force them to move on. So this is a refreshing change in that.
Yeah, I am really looking forward to, now it's like every day, I used to cringe when I saw Bears press conference. You know, you'd be like, ooh, like what are we going to make fun of? What's going to be ridiculous? What stupid thing are they going to say now? How are we going to leave this press conference somehow feeling worse about the Bears and all of human existence? And it's the opposite now. It's so strange. Like, these guys, even Poles sounds rejuvenated. He even sounds like whatever the Ben Johnson effect has been. And that's, you know, we were talking yesterday, and everybody we've had on just said, yeah, this guy has changed the building.
I also think it's important to note how you're hearing genuine answers from players about wanting to be a part of this. You know, we've heard people talk about wanting to play with Caleb Williams, but more than anything, you're also seeing the effects of players who clearly want to play with Ben Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the theme of what I think we heard yesterday, especially at Halas Hall. And just moving forward in what we know about how this is going to be put together. I thought Dayo Odengbo touched on that well also. But knowing that this is a project that I think you're seeing take shape in a way where certain players want to play for certain coaches. And if they know that other people who are talented want to be there, they're excited about being there as well. It reminds me of when the Bears did really start to acquire talent in the last regime. You remember how excited everybody was when the Bears signed Danny Trevathan, for example. and just all the posts from people like Kyle Long, who were so excited, mm-hmm. and calling him like a real live bear and all this. There's no feeling like that to appreciate, I think, when you're seeing teammates get excited about knowing they're calling somebody up, for example, in baseball, or they finally made that big signing, you know, in basketball or football, and having that on your team.
Yeah, and it's not fake. When you know it's real, the idea of this being genuine, it's so clear. It absolutely comes through there. And I often kind of balk at that and you know, the rah-rah stuff. Oh, I got my blue suit and my orange tie, and it's, you know, seems collegiate. These guys are they're just very comfortable in who they are and apparently, more importantly, what they're doing. And that's where yesterday I thought Ben Johnson also said some interesting things about the new players and about the granular aspect of how he sees them working together. So let's hear from the Bears head coach when we come back. It's the Bernstein and Harris Show with Layla Rahimi and on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bernstein and Harris Show.
This is much more fun.
What, the Midwest?
No, the radio. Hanging out with you, Dan, from 10 to 2
yeah.
every day.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Everyone's excited about where Caleb can go. We all know that there's a lot of growth that has to happen to get him to where he needs to be. But that excitement in terms of what he can be, obviously, you know, helps get other coaches and players excited to be here and work with him and help get him to where he needs to be.
That's Ryan Poles. They've been doing a lot of talking, answering a lot of questions, because why shouldn't they? This is the fun time, and they sound good. They sound confident. I do want to note there was a question that came in via the text line, and this was who sent this one? This was Drew in Andersonville. He said, is the way they use the word convicted the correct usage? Certainly not. No, not unless they were found guilty of a crime by a jury or a judge. When they say they were convicted, no, that's a football thing. They mean convinced. They were decided. They had conviction. To have conviction isn't the same as being convicted. So, no, it's a complete misuse.
Oh, my God, I don't care.
Sorry. He asked. And it, yes, it's one of these footmen. Maybe they'll change the language is fluid, and maybe they'll change the definition of it because football people use it, as annoying as that is.
Also, everybody keeps texting in for mundane life skills. No.
Later.
We can't. There's too many texts.
Yeah, it'll get swallowed up in the scroll. It's just every wave of text crashes over the next. So save it,
we
save it,
save it. We don't get emojis. They don't even connect sometimes properly. Like
if only there's a function on the free Odyssey app.
Right.
You could put these thoughts
down. Why can't
down.
We invest
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
The meatball machine.
Everybody
machine.
Who's texting in with your mundane life skills, please
meatball machine.
Contact our meatball machine on the Odyssey
or,
app. Leave a voicemail.
Or the old school thing. Back in the day, you would wait for the segment, and then you'd call in.
There's also that option.
Right? That's the preferred option is you set a little alert for yourself on your phone and say, oh, it's 12:55. Maybe I should call into one of these 10 phone lines here and see if I can share my story live on the air. That's when it's really fun, or fung in this case.
Well, and I just want to take this time to point out that I'm sure some of you who are texting in have been called bad texters by somebody you dated or a significant other, and I find it hilarious that you're so diligent at texting the score. I won't tell. I'll just wink and point it out.
Ben Johnson talked yesterday about what aspects of Drew Dahlman's skill set and his play appealed to them.
Yeah, I talked about intelligence, and that's, I think at that spot is critical. He's going to be the quarterback of our offensive line. He'll be setting the protections and the run game for us, something he's done in his past, and I think we can put even more on his plate than what he's been exposed to previously. And so I'm excited about that. He's still learning. He's still growing as a player, so he has not hit his ceiling yet either. He's already asked me several times, what did you see on tape that I can get better at? And so that's the type of person we're getting. He just sees this as the next step as in his growth, and I think that's going to translate to the rest of the room as well. We have some young talented players. I said to him earlier today that, you know, you usually play with 8 or 9 guys over the course of the season, so it's not just the starting group that needs to be gelled, but we have some depth players, some young guys that may or may not be in the building right now that we're going to be counting on, and he's going to help spearhead that charge in terms of getting everyone ready to play on Sunday.
Ben, I was actually asked a similar question, so I'll tweak it a little bit. Like, in the eyes of, you know, kind of marrying the center with the quarterback, how do you envision Drew and having sort of a veteran presence there, stability at that position, helping Caleb in terms of what he's seen at the line of scrimmage and beyond?
Yeah, those two positions, they work together. And so at the line, we'll kind of see what direction we want to take this offense. Is it going to be more of a perfect play mentality where we have multiple calls and we're getting to the right thing? Or are we trying to play with more tempo? There's a lot of different directions we can go. And that's why we just need to get the guys in here so we can get started with that process. But those two guys need to see the game the same way. Much like I was talking about, the quarterback needs to see the game through the play caller's eyes. Same thing with the quarterback in the center position, between the run game, making sure the perimeter unit is locked in with what the core is doing. And then in pass pro, everyone needs to know where our issues are so that we're not getting stuck in some bad situations. That this day and age, I think the hardest problems defenses give us is schematically in the pass rush game, the blitz pickup and those things, particularly on third down. And so I feel strongly that Drew is going to have the acumen to be able to help us out and problem solve. There's unscouted looks each and every week that if as long as you understand the rules of protection, we can figure it out, but everything's happening quickly. So it's a fun challenge, and I know Drew and Caleb are looking to grow together that way.
Adam Hoagie or Hodge?
Really interesting stuff in there, especially when he said, I'm paraphrasing, and I know if I read it off the transcript, it might be wrong, that the question is, do we want to line up and get the perfect play, or are we going with tempo? And that gives you a window into the give and take. You can't have it both ways. You can't go fast and make sure you've got it. Everything perfectly right. You give up something with tempo.
Yes.
Because you're getting up to the line, you're getting something called, and you're trying to catch them there, and you hope it works. When you're slowing it down and using more of the play clock, you're really trusting your diagnostic ability. And that tells me something in there about the way he makes decisions and about what the cost and benefit is of moving slow versus moving quickly.
The fact that there's even a discussion surrounding either or, I think, is very important. Mm-hmm. That process and knowing how to decide between is what makes a best practice.
Yep.
When was the last time also that intelligence was commended in a player acquisition discussion when it came to the Bears? Where that was specifically brought up as one of the traits. And I'm not saying that anybody is not smart here. I'm not saying that.
Well, particularly but offensive line.
Just when they talk about things that they like in players, you know, some people intelligence is assumed when you give a compliment that reflects it. But in this case, it's nice to hear them talk about how much that helps and why they like that.
And I think a lot of it has to do with how complicated some of the offensive line stuff is. And that's why with Jonah Jackson, with Joe Tooney, mm-hmm. with Dahlman, mm-hmm. they're going to have to know a lot. They really are with this. He needs to trust them. And there's plenty of talented dumb guys out there. And it doesn't matter how talented you are if you can't do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it per your assignment.
The level of intelligence needed to know an NFL offense, defense, or special teams game is much higher than I think a lot of people realize just overall. But it's nice to hear when somebody says it like that, they are saying they value that in that person. You're finding out what this team and this new head coaching staff values in people.
Yes.
And I find that is very important. It's not just the throwaway phrase, loves football. You don't have to love football to be really good at it.
Right. Absolutely true.
In fact, you can motivate yourself to hate the football, and that will make you really good at it. Do you want to stop that other person from playing it well? But this is a valid thing that I think needs to be brought up.
So I want to just replay. I think, Studs, you isolated that particular comment because I thought that was meaningful.
We'll kind of see what direction we want to take this offense. Is it going to be more of a perfect play mentality where we have multiple calls and we're getting to the right thing? Or are we trying to play with more tempo? There's a lot of different directions we can go.
He let us in there. He doesn't know. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see the direction we want to take this offense.
That's what I never understood about other offenses, as you know, is if you're not good at that thing, stop doing the thing. Nope.
If you combine that with what we isolated from what he said the day before.
Same concept.
Same guy. What do you say? That we're not going to run stuff we can't block. Well, we're going to do stuff that makes sense.
Many moons ago, you had asked me about, well, how can you figure out X, Y, and Z if you want to change up your scheme? And I'm like, you find out what your players' talents are. Like,
if
personnel
we get
will
really
dictate
good at particular type of blocks, that's what we're going to feature. So we're not going to try to do something that doesn't make sense.
Loved that.
But that's the point, is the details are in what your guys are good at. So if you figure that out, or you know what they excel in, then that's going to make your life a whole lot easier.
A little bit of minor news. Pro Football Talk says the Lions have re-signed receiver Tim Patrick. And that probably it probably informs why the Bears signed Olamide Zaccheaus.
Who was on Scott Bear's list.
Yes, he was.
Bear.
Nice call by Scott Bear.
Nice call of a good sort of late free agency signer.
Bear.
And known as a versatile wide receiver competitor, special teams player who kind of fits what they do. So I imagine he'll fill the role that some people had envisioned Tim Patrick would have filled.
Also, the hilarious contrast of the Tim Patrick news where Studs is yelling boo and then Robbie's sitting next to him pumping his fist.
It hasn't been a good offseason for the Lions. So wide receiver 3 coming back? Hell yeah. I'm in.
This is the problem with setting the tone and being trendy. You're going to lose all your people.
Me?
Yes.
So I need to conform. I need to be a sheep.
No, that's the Lions' curse of being good. Also, were you guys laughing as much as I was at the Cooper Kupp news and like the waves yesterday? I found that hilarious. Like, the Cowboys are out on Cooper Kupp. And then 2 hours later, Schefter's like, the Cowboys are in on Cooper Kupp. I'm like, which is it?
Well, I also thought the sort of apologetic way in which they let him go, like I've never seen more of a soft landing from a team like, yeah, you know, we got to do this. Everybody understands why. It's okay, man. It's like they tried to make it so nice.
I mean, I kind of get it. He was Super Bowl MVP, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And but yeah, like it also was like, hey, but you know the thing you were really good at, you're not that good at it anymore. Right. So bye.
Yes, did you get that sense too?
You're not as fast as you used to be, and that's kind of what made you get open so well.
But we love you.
So yeah, but we love you.
It's not your fault. It's us. It's not you. It's us.
It's not me. It's
Wait,
you.
But in the case of the Rams, it might be, because when it comes to transactions, they have been very transacty. They've had so many transactions. And I say that knowing exactly what I'm saying here.
Transacty. Like, are they convicted?
If you're just like shuffling a lot of convicted players, then this is the place for you, the Rams, right now. They signed Coleman Shelton, didn't they? Yeah, transacty.
2-year deal.
Mm-hmm. Very transacty.
Is he going to start for them?
Probably.
He did 2 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Rams and Bears and such, what's up with Leonard Floyd?
What do you mean?
He's around.
Ryan Pace is still getting the band back together in Atlanta.
Oh, my gosh. They did sign Leonard Floyd.
Yes, they did.
What band would that be?
Still one of the best ongoing bits in the NFL was Ryan Pace signing his old players.
Is Jimmy Graham going to just come out of retirement to do this? Isn't he like surfing the Arctic or something?
Who knows?
Maybe he's not surfing it, but I'm pretty sure he's fishing
That'd
it.
That'd be really cold if you're surfing the Arctic.
Jimmy Graham loves to do really bold things.
Yeah, but
somewhere somewhere out of nowhere, Ryan Pace is going to overpay Jimmy Graham again to get like one touchdown,
and then
will be right again.
And then choose to keep him for another year despite letting go of their left tackle because of it. And then not replacing his left tackle until right before the season when he finds Jason Peters off a boat somewhere.
I'm going to lean into the sports hypothetical.
Off a fishing boat.
And Jason Peters is on the Seahawks front office now. Okay, so I'm going to lean into the sports hypothetical. What if they actually end up trading Kirk Cousins, the Falcons?
Okay.
And they need a backup quarterback.
Okay.
Does Ryan Pace call
Mike Glennon?
Mitch Trubisky?
Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that. I didn't know if you were going the Glennon route or the Trubisky route. Yeah,
both
of course he would.
Both were the same year.
Of course he would. And you know,
but would Mitch want to go? There's a lot to think about.
But isn't there something endearing about that? Someone who really is that convinced, like, I know this guy's good, and I will keep giving this person jobs.
Well, and Leonard Floyd is a legitimately, like, solid NFL edge player. He's made a nice career for himself. It's just funny that Ryan Pace is still signing.
Ryan Pace really valued Leonard Floyd to the point where there was perhaps an overvalue when he was drafted.
Number 9
that
overall.
That is not his fault. Just like it wasn't Mitch's fault where he got drafted.
Yeah, Leonard Floyd has had a nice NFL career. He just didn't live up to being the number 9 overall player in a draft.
And yes, it is nice to have people who believe in you.
When we come back, let's hear from Drew Dahlman in his own words, because he had a lot to say as well. And I think some of what he said will inform his relationship with Michael Penix, for example, will tell us about what his relationship will be like with Caleb Williams. So let's hear from one of these new intelligent Bears blockers when we come back on The Score.
The Bernstein and Harris Show.
I'm the best around. Nothing better have a hammer key.
Middays 10 till 2.
I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America?
With Drew, it'll be hard to explain his game better than Grady did yesterday. I thought he did a fantastic job explaining who Drew is as a football player. But I'm excited about him, just his ability to reach, cut off, work in the outside zone scheme, get to the second level, as well as be really a good partner inside to the guards in pass pro. His addition, along with Joe and Jonah, is really going to make the interior of our offensive line strong. So we're excited about that.
Okay, so there it is from Ryan Poles, right? You know the Bears are confirmed going to run outside zone. Like, that's
I mean, all teams do.
Right, but for him to bring it up primarily like that and acquire talent for that actual concept, then you know that that's going to be back into the mix.
I also liked, and this is, we're going to get into this after the top of the hour too, but just put a pin in this when we heard Ben Johnson talk about Drew Dahlman's ability to, in his words, problem solve. That's part of the center's job. The center has to say, okay, what are we faced with? How do we solve it? Particularly pass protection and blitz pickup. That idea of, here's the number of rushers we think are coming. Here's the number of people we have responsible for. You know, maybe he gets half of this guy. I heard a phrase yesterday. I think it was it Clay Harbor? I forgot who it was. Somebody talked about thinking of blocking and picking everything up in terms of the number of hands on a guy.
That's really good.
Wasn't it interesting? Rather than saying this is your assignment or this is from a line perspective, that they'll say this guy every third down or every we're going to need three hands on him. And saying maybe it is like a reach block. Maybe it's a, when we talk about a chip, when you talk about what it's going to take to stop a guy. Not everybody is a two-hand guy. Sometimes you might need four hands on a guy. Mm-hmm. A true full double team. I just hadn't, like a half a double team being considered a hand. It's a phrasing I hadn't heard yet. And speaking of phrasing, before we get to this sound, and I know I'm geeking out on word usage, but I do that. You know I do.
Yeah, when I heard Drew Dahlman say, narrow the aperture, ooh, I was like, Dan.
Yeah, love it. But the this idea...
That was a very Duke word you used.
The idea of the football usage of convicted. We were convicted in our belief, which is technically wrong because you weren't found guilty of a crime. But this was sent to me on Twitter, and I did not know this. In certain Christian circles, convicted has the meaning that's used in the football talk, usually as in convicted of a sin by one's conscience or the Holy Spirit. As in, I was finally convicted. This is not my example. This is his example. I was finally convicted that support of the president's actions is immoral.
Yeah, it still implies punishment, though.
Yes.
And as somebody who's familiar, obviously, with that lexicon, I still think it's just a way for people to say they play with conviction and they're just shortening the phrase.
That, I agree with you. I think you're right. So let's hear from Drew Dahlman now, who is describing in fine detail how the responsibility is going to be balanced between what he does and what his quarterback is going to do.
I think the biggest things are... Your focus can only be on so many things at once, and there are things that his focus needs to be on and that can't be on anybody else's plate, and there are things that can be handled by other people, so things like the snap count or like elements of protection or the run game or that kind of deal. The less he has to worry about it and the more that we as an O-line can communicate together and diagnose together, the less he has to do it and the more he can focus on the things that are exclusive to him. And so I think that process played out a little bit with Mike. And then I imagine it'll carry over the same. But yeah, it's all about kind of narrowing the aperture about what you're having to focus on and being able to kind of use the O-line as additional eyes for the quarterback.
Oh, I like this guy. Yeah. Yeah. I like this guy.
But there's also a sharing of concept here. When you think of how Ben Johnson describes things, how Drew Dahlman echoed it in his language, when everybody's, again, mission-focused, right? So that's coming together in a way where you're seeing it make sense and how they all view things.
Narrow the aperture. That doesn't look good on a t-shirt, but I do like that.
You love him.
Well, I just... but this gets back to the question I asked Jeff Schwartz when we mm-hmm. had him on about how that is divided up. And it sounds like Dahlman is taking on whatever he wants to take on. And maybe it changes over time. And maybe there's that trust level is just natural. What he said, Mike, by the way, it's Michael Penix. We should just explain that. And maybe Dahlman's like, hey, I can do this now, and I can make things easier for his development now. And there may come a time where they're one mind. They may come a time where if this is working correctly, it could be midseason, it could be the end of the season, it could be the start of the season, where Caleb is like, I got it. I see that. I got. We're good.
Do you remember the example years ago where Allen Robinson was wide open in the middle of the field and we didn't know why Justin Fields didn't throw the ball there? And then Justin said, my eyes weren't supposed to be there at that time. Makes me think of
yes,
that.
Yes. Yes. Good call.
Yeah. That's connected
good,
to me.
Good call. Yeah. And where and that's a big Ben Johnson thing too. Is your head's got to be in the right place? Your eyes have to be in the right place.
Yeah, and your head and your eyes are sometimes not in the same place. You know, that's the old Joe Montana special. Your head goes one way and your eyes are in the other, and you throw people off. That's how the great ones do it. But I do wonder about that with how they're going to explain it to their players and therefore us when it comes to being able to see how they're seeing this right now.
And
this is really good Ben's vision stuff for the afternoon show. Like, I don't know how you get any more clear with it, really.
And this says, by the way, narrow the aperture may look good on a t-shirt. Let's ask the folks at Obvious Shirts what they think.
Narrowing the aperture.
I mean, I used to do that every day when I shot video for TV stations.
Bears 2025.
Narrowing the aperture.
Narrowing the aperture.
He's right, though. You know he's talking about limiting your field of sight.
He's literally talking about focus.
Right.
Yeah, like you don't worry about this. Your eyes, you're fine. I'm your eyes. I've got you. And but last year, maybe Coleman Shelton told him that. It's like, thanks a lot, dude. There's six people jumping up and down on me.
Hey, Coleman Shelton got a job, and he's in L.A. You go, Coleman Shelton.
Or Shelton Coleman, whatever your name, whichever one. Maybe
you know how
he can go. He can go play with Max Rustifer.
You know how I feel about Coleman Shelton.
Shelton Coleman
did a good job.
Yes, and yeah, I agree, Layla. Coleman did a fine job. He just didn't have a lot to work with around him.
No,
he told us we had fire.
And passion. I just want you
Did
guys
say it
to
about
remember.
The fans?
No. Remember on the field when he like yelled, "We got blank and fire."
Oh, yeah, we got F and fire.
His aperture was narrowed.
Well, at that point, it was also warm.
Yeah, that's not narrowing.
We got fire, man.
We got fire, man.
Hey, at least he communicated.
Game over, man.
Oh, we have a buyer for the Narrow the Aperture shirt.
No, we don't.
Narrowing the aperture.
How much does... Do you think Drew Dolman would freak out if suddenly he saw people wearing shirts that said Narrow the
Aperture? Narrowing the aperture?
How ridiculous.
Welcome to Chicago.
Yeah.
We're wearing shirts that quote a center, and this is why I love it here.
We have
Owen Kreutz is one of the most beloved players in the history of this city, center.
And you know I love that.
We haven't made the shirts, though. We're just talking about making the shirts, and one person says, I would buy it.
But if you're Drew Dolman and you're like, what is happening here?
What's wrong with
these people? I'm
sorry.
We really loved your 6-minute press conference, sir.
What did I get myself into?
So one,
yeah, exactly. Like Olin just, Olin can explain him the ways, but yeah. Definitely.
One of Drew Dahlman's assignments, according to what we heard from Ben Johnson, is to problem solve. Keep that phrase in mind, as in our next segment, we will widen the aperture. We'll zoom out a little bit.
Nobody's listening anymore.
Well, what do they do on the score today? Well, they debated the meaning of the word convicted and then discussed photography 101.
Boring school where you don't even get to use the camera. You just hear about how you're supposed to use the camera.
Boring school.
Or camera theory.
Or it's like when Jason signed up for the photojournalism class at Tulane and they said, you don't need a camera. You can do everything with your iPhone. He's like, cool, this should be fun. And first day of class, he shows up and every other kid in class has $20,000 worth of camera gear. And he was like,
And now it's time for private school problems with Dan Bernstein.
No, but he calls, he's like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, all right, we'll figure it out. We'll problem solve.
I can help in that area, obviously.
Well, it turns out my wife is friends with a former George W. Bush White House photographer who happened to live 3 blocks from campus.
Again,
and said,
private
I got
school
him.
Problems with Dan Bernstein.
That was called luck, is what that was. That's having a well-connected wife, which I recommend. So, Ben Johnson, we're zooming out. We're opening and widening the aperture next.
God. Narrowing the aperture.